Welcome to the Amazing Grace Talk podcast. Conversations that explore how God has pursued those he has made in his image. My wife and host, Erica C. Meyer Williamson, is on a journey to meet everyday people who have experienced a radical encounter with the divine presence of unconditional love. These are the stories that remind us why God's grace is amazing.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Erica, and I'm so glad you stopped by. It is my hope that through the amazing testimonies you will hear on this show, will plant a seed in your heart and ignite your dreams all for God's glory. Through much prayer and listening to God's direction, I actually retired from a 30-year career in 2020 to spend more time doing just that, helping women find clarity, overcome struggles, and discover their true calling. In 2016, I launched the Amazing Grace Retreats in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota, started this podcast in September of last year, and in the spring, I will finish my autobiography, a book that shares my struggles and victories to prove that anyone can live in God's amazing grace for those who believe in Him. I can't wait to see you at the next retreat. On today's episode, our topic is Finding Freedom Through Emotional Healing, and our guest today is Jen McCraw. She's here to discuss and teach us a little bit more about the subject. She was actually my teacher several years ago when I took the CARE class, which is the Center of Aromatherapy Research and Education. I was introduced to her from another friend, but when I heard what the class was all about, I jumped up in two days, decided to go take the class, and she still thinks that's crazy. But hey, Jen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yes, that was a fun, I guess we met over the phone, and, you know, in the middle of asking this, you're like, you know, you probably, what'd you say? Probably can't come.
Yeah, it was like, there's a course in 2 days. You're probably tied up for the weekend, but there'll be another one coming up soon. And you were like, no, I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. And it was in Oklahoma.
Yeah, 5 hours away. And, well, she said, you know, healing oils of the Bible, you know, emotional release, raindrop technique. And when I heard emotional release and healing oils of the Bible, I didn't know as much about raindrop. I was like, I'm there. And I was actually supposed to be, this is a God moment, I was supposed to be another place for that specific weekend. And God had whispered to me, like, not to buy a ticket for that other thing. So when she said this, she said, you know, just pray about it. And immediately I said, I don't need to pray about it. This is an answered prayer. So I'm so happy to have you on the show and to share all of, you know, your knowledge. She is my mentor in Raindrop, and I love her so much. And I'm so glad to have her here. So, Jen, tell us a little bit about your background. Just tell us about your professional background.
Okay, so we'll back up a little bit from there and start. When I was probably in middle school, I just was fascinated with all the science classes I ever took. Mm-hmm. And I felt even then that I would go into some kind of healthcare profession. I knew that I was called to healing. And from the time of being 12, I decided that I wanted to be a doctor. And that developed in my teens to where I wanted to be a surgeon. And that was my focus all the way through high school. I went to Texas A&M. I was a pre-med major and majored in biomedical science with a minor in chemistry and was totally on path to go to med school. And then God just kind of derailed my plans. I mean, the best way he does that with women, he sends a boy, right?
So, and a cute boy at that.
I met my husband and I was putting med school off for a year or two. And, of course, never made it back to med school. But I've always had that desire and that passion that's never left, that I was called to some sort of healing. Mm-hmm. And just, I thought maybe that would come later after my kids were bigger and I'd go back to it. And I've considered that. But when I was first introduced to Raindrop Technique and CARE, the Center for Aromatherapy Research and Education, it opened some doors to a different kind of healing that looked a lot It just looked a lot different than what my plan was.
Okay.
But I realized all along, this is what God has been calling me to, that it wasn't, you know, cutting up open people to give them heart surgery.
Yeah.
But it was doing emotional heart surgery is kind of what we think of it as.
It's true.
And I've seen some amazing healing through the techniques and just just letting God lead the way and just working on emotional and spiritual healing. I've seen breakthroughs in people, and it's been really humbling to be part of that. So that's how I got to doing where I am, doing what I do now.
Yeah. And so with that background, that just interests you. When, how did you learn about care?
Through my upline in essential oils and Young Living, one of my upline leaders was working to become an instructor herself for care. And she needed people to come do a practice course because that was part of her process. And it was, she lives, you know, out in the country on a lake and has cabins and whatever. And it was like a retreat weekend. And so I was like, sure, I'll go be a guinea pig for this class and just have a retreat, thinking I wasn't even interested in the material. But it was within the first few hours of being there that I was really interested in the material and really started learning the possibilities and the potential of what I was learning, and just never stopped my journey from there. I went on to become certified in the technique as a raindrop technique specialist. And then I became certified as an instructor and then took more courses to get more certifications that went along with that. And now I'm a supervisor. So I'm teaching courses. I can supervise other people that are moving on to be instructors and specialists themselves. And I still love practicing just giving people raindrops as well. So
Well, and that's where you've given me several raindrops, and I've told so many people about them just from my experience. You know, we've had people can have emotional release at the time or sometimes even later since I've given, you know, raindrop as well. And if there's times people say, you know, I forgot to tell you that this was released or I don't do this anymore. So, but I know with my experience and other people's and hearing yours, I'm excited to share this podcast with people and get the knowledge to them, because so many people run off to the counselor's office, they run off to get medication, and I'm not knocking those when needed, and I'm not saying that they're not something that's important or can be important, but we all know, and I know you agree, that it's way overused. People get put on 1, 2, 3 medications, and so on, and they leave prayer out of it. Prayer's completely left out of it, and they dismiss the power of healing that God offers. So emotional healing versus medication and counseling, kind of a little bit of what I was talking about. Tell me your take on that.
I mean, I definitely think medication and counseling has its place. My problem with most mental, especially mental illness type medicines, is that I don't think anybody should be on them long term. I think that, you know, if we need, it's almost like an emergency care kind of thing. If you need something to help you get by, that's fine. And then you've got to work on the issues and get over that dependence. But that's exactly what happens too many times, is that people form such a dependence on the medicines and they forget to actually address the root causes.
That's true.
And so then the medicines eventually don't work as well as they did, and they have to add another one and another one or increase doses. And we just end up so medicated that we don't even know what our problems are anymore.
Yeah, no, that's true. And they're just ignoring, just like what you said, they're ignoring the problems. And really, I mean, how many times have we heard people going to rehab? I mean, this is a different issue, but going to rehab, they've gone 2, 3, 4 times. They haven't dealt with the actual issue. And a lot of times they're missing the point, again, like I said, of prayer. So how did your spiritual walk kind of blend in with this practice?
That's a good question, because I'm not even sure.
Yeah, that's okay.
So raindrop, for those who don't know, it's a spiritual anointing, and it's a technique of layering essential oils, and it addresses every system in the body, and there's all kinds of physical benefits, but also there's emotional benefits because of the way essential oils work on our emotions. And I can talk about that in a minute, too. For me, it was actually the very first time I ever gave a raindrop in that practice course. It's a hands-on training, and so everybody has to administer a raindrop, and we get in pairs and we do that. And right from the start, it was like I was hearing things, you know, and it was like I knew things and I felt things. I felt emotions of the person that I was working on, and I felt like the Lord was speaking to me about them. And it was instantaneous the minute I laid hands, and I'd never been involved in any kind of ministry of laying hands before, other than just praying for people. And so it was just opening my eyes to a new technique and the potential of what this was. And at first I was, I don't want to say I was afraid of it, but I was timid. I was unsure. I didn't trust myself.
Yeah.
So I didn't, you know, I just kind of put it away.
Yeah.
And as I practiced Raindrop more and more and realized what God was trying to do and opened myself up to it and yielded to that, that's when I really started seeing some amazing healings in people emotionally and physically. And so now I go in with that expectation. So, yeah. You know, the tables have kind of turned where it used to be like a little side product of what I did. And now that is the focus of what I do.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I feel that God called me to be an instructor, because I do teach my courses with the mindset of going in for emotional and spiritual healing and expecting that in every single session. So I've heard it, you know, taught that this may happen and we want you to be prepared in case this does happen. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the way that, that it can be approached. But I always approach it the other way, that this is what we're going for. This is expected. And this is what we want to happen, because that's where we see true healing.
Before we go on to anything else, I wanted to say that, you know, I know in our session, there were soul ties that were released. And I had never really, I may have heard that term. I didn't really understand or know what it was all about. But, you know, can you tell us about that? Like, how did you feel like in the session, like with me even, did you hear the a word or maybe an idea that God brought to you? Or what do you think? How did that work in that session? I know it's hard to say.
I mean, I can't remember specifically how it came about in your session, mm-hmm. but I can speak more generally that a lot of times it will be something that the Lord just points out that this is this issue, that mm-hmm. that's why I brought her here today. And other times it's one of those things that I just kind of know to look for and to ask about. There's mm-hmm. certain things, and soul ties is definitely one of them, that mm-hmm. nearly everybody has them. And so I've just kind of learned to ask the right questions and look for that and then deal with it.
What exactly is a soul tie?
So a soul tie is a spiritual connection to a person. And not all soul ties are negative. A mother and child has a soul tie. A husband and wife, the Bible tells us a husband and wife will be tied together. That's a soul tie. Mm-hmm. But we also have unhealthy soul ties frequently. And these are from relationships that are basically just not under God's lordship. So whether it's past relationships that you've had with people from a divorce or a previous boyfriend or an unhealthy relationship with mm-hmm. someone else that you've known. So there's a soul tie formed that when you're tied to somebody, you are susceptible to their emotions and their baggage. We'll just say their baggage. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so that can weigh you down, and it can cause you to have a lot of blockages and barriers mm-hmm. between you and your relationship with God.
Right.
Because that's just junk that needs to be cleaned out, essentially.
It does. And it can cause so much emotional damage. Like, I know for me, there were two soul ties that were released that day. And they were, so it wasn't me having a soul tie to someone. They actually had one connected to me. And that was broken. And I want to say that, you know, when that happened, and when I say that was broken, explain that a little bit. You just prayed over it.
I mean, it's just about authority. It's just taking authority over that and just severing it. I mean, it's that
as simple as that.
It's that simple.
I know. And I always take it like to another level of thinking it's all difficult and a hard thing to do. And you're like, it's real simple. Take authority. So that's good. But you know, when that happened, things changed in my life, because number one, I don't see either one of those people anymore. But when I did, once in a while, I explain it like this, and I'm just going to speak who it is, because I've been open about my past hurts and pain. But one of the soul ties was my ex-husband, and it kind of is explained like this. Some people, I tell people, you know, I didn't know it was a soul tie. I didn't know what that was. But I would say to people, you know, if you were to meet my ex-husband, and we've been divorced 25 years, and you say, oh, I know Erica, he would literally act like we got divorced yesterday. Like, just still hanging on to those things. And so when that was broken, I did feel a sense of freedom and kind of like a null and void. I wasn't bothered with any of that anymore, even when I saw him. So that's a miracle, really.
And it's amazing.
I mean, it's amazing. It's miracles. And I think that people forget, like I said in the beginning, they forget that it's that simple, mm-hmm. that God's there. And if you believe in him, he'll set you free.
So, yeah, your experience with your husband, that's a very common thing to see, especially in a divorce situation, mm-hmm. that there's going to be a soul tie there. And that's because when you're married to somebody, you do form that tie. And most people, when they get divorced, don't think about canceling that.
Yeah.
There's also other times that a soul tie comes into play. And essentially, it's any relationship in your life that you've attached to a person in a way that's, I would say, kind of using them as in place of God, depending on that person too much.
Yeah.
Looking to them to fill needs that it's not their responsibility to fill. That kind of emotional attachment can form a soul tie. So I've seen it between a teacher and student. I've seen it between like a step parent and a child that was just an unhealthy dependence. I've mm-hmm. even seen it with one young lady that apparently her picture as a young child got out on the internet and was used in a child pornography type situation. Mm, and gosh. Many, many people had tied to her. And once we cleared all that, she had a bunch of soul ties. Once we cleared all that, so many issues that she was dealing with in her own life went away, because I just think of it, it's a tie. So I just think mm-hmm. of it as like those ropes holding you back and holding you down and pulling you into places where you don't belong. So yeah. It's just a matter of canceling it and then asking God to have authority over your relationships moving forward. That's what you do.
I need vision. I need creativity. I need someone to handle it all. Do you know an expert that can help me?
AGirlForThat.com.
Event planning?
AGirlForThat.com.
Branding our family vacation?
AGirlForThat.com.
Work with my budget?
AGirlForThat.com.
Meet the deadlines?
AGirlForThat.com.
Ideas that will blow everybody away?
AGirlForThat.com.
Hi, I'm Jenny, founder of The Girl For That. Our thorough and exclusive event planning, vacation branding, and decorating services bring sophistication and excitement to any project. Here at The Girl For That, we pride ourselves on providing expert guidance throughout the whole planning process, and we don't stop until our clients are 100% happy with the finished look. We believe the little things make the biggest difference, and that outstanding events and branding are possible no matter the budget. Visit us on Instagram at The Girl For That or online at TheGirlForThat.com. You'll be a huge success because you know The Girl For That.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
I wish everyone could have a raindrop, and I wish everyone could have, even if it's not a raindrop, just like we talked about it, you can have emotional release and things like that, even if you're not in a raindrop. I think what I found is that when I give a raindrop to someone, they're relaxed. You know, the oils, I mean, I feel like they are relaxed and they're more open and vulnerable to be able to be open and talk to you. You know,
yes.
Don't you think?
Well, that's kind of the power of essential oils. I don't believe that essential oils are necessary for emotional release or for any of the spiritual healing or anything that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But they're just an amazing tool because of the way they work in our brains. So okay. That your sense of smell is directly connected to the amygdala portion of your brain, which is where your memories and your emotions are seated.
Okay.
And so if you've got trauma, that's where it is in your brain. It's a memory, right? It's yeah. and it's right there attached to an emotion. And your sense of smell goes directly to that point. And the molecules in essential oils are just magical about kind of going up in there in the amygdala and stirring things up and loosening those memories and traumas and bringing things to your attention that need to be released. And they just help facilitate it so much better. So I think that's why when people, raindrop is a great technique, because when people are on the table and they have that many oils on them, they just become very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And it just helps them open up and brings things to mind that they might not have thought about.
A raindrop technique, it's a beautiful thing. And I mean, it's my wish that everyone would check it out. We'll give Jen's website at the end of this show, and that way you guys can go and read a little bit more about it and check it out. We'll put it in the show notes. But I'm going to shift to another subject, and it's about generational curses. I know a lot of people may not have a clue what that means and how to understand it, but it is a real thing, and I would love for you to tell us more about that.
So generational curses is another thing that comes up in the majority of raindrops that I do for people, because I believe that most of us have, probably everyone has some sort of generational curse if they've never dealt with them. And this is a good example to talk about is either alcoholism or anxiety, how you see how those things run in families, that my mom was an alcoholic, her mom was an alcoholic, so on and so forth. And same with anxiety. If you have an anxious grandmother, chances are her children will have anxiety, and it just tends to run in families, even though it's not a hereditary disease. That's not something that's inherited the way that, you know, your eye color is. And this is because there's a generational curse instead of it being, you know, hereditary the way we think of it. But it does leave an imprint on our DNA. And essentially what it is just an assignment of the enemy to plague that family with whatever it is, whether it's addiction or anxiety or other compulsive behaviors. There's all kinds of them. Fear is even a generational curse, all kinds of them. And when we identify it in somebody, it's the same thing as it was with soul ties. Basically, you're just taking authority over it. You're canceling that curse. You're canceling the assignment of the enemy, and it takes care of it for your whole family. So that's the amazing thing. When you cancel it for yourself, you're kind of cleansing your whole family line. And it's just a matter of saying, I'm claiming the blood of Jesus. I'm not part of that family anymore because I have his blood now. And just removing that influence from your life. And I've seen so many people that had been through years and years of counseling or years and years of AA or something along those lines and still kept going back to those behaviors. And once you cancel that curse, it's just gone. They don't need to talk about it anymore. They don't need to go through 12-step programs, none of that. It's just gone because you've removed the enemy's influence that's forcing them essentially to go back to that.
Since so many people don't know about this, I mean, they don't know the simplicity of getting well. I mean, true wellness. It just almost, when you were talking, I had chills because it just makes me sad to think that people go through their lifetime and sometime never get well from any of those things just simply because they didn't know about it. So I really am grateful that you're here today to, you know, explain all of this. And I know Jen has a book coming out. She actually just finished it. And I'm so excited for her because we've both been writing our books and she's been more disciplined.
Well, I didn't start a podcast.
Well, she's been more disciplined to finish her book. But I'm grateful for it because I know it'll be a book that I'm going to have, you know, many of those that I'm going to refer to when I'm using it for. So tell us about your book and what brought that about.
So it's just what you said when you were saying that you wish that you feel like people just need this knowledge that they just don't know. They don't know that it can be as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And actually my website, it has a 16:22 and that's for Proverbs 16:22. Mm-hmm. And the beginning of that verse says, understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it. And I feel like if we have the knowledge and we have the wisdom, that's really all we need.
Yeah.
That's why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. And through my classes and through working with clients, I've had so many people that go, okay, I need to know, where did you learn what you learned? And I'm like, okay, here's a list of 60 books and 40 different sermons to go listen to and a whole bunch of videos. And I mean, just a compilation of so much information that mm-hmm. I've just poured myself into. And a lot of it is revealed through the Holy Spirit, but a lot of it is just from study and research and practice. And so I decided to write the book to kind of compile everything as much as I could in one. It's not comprehensive, and there will be a second book for sure.
Okay.
The Lord's already tickling my brain about that. But this, it really does try to, the goal of the book is to help you walk through emotional release from not knowing anything to learning how to release things from your past that are holding you back, whether it's severe trauma or just, you know, being bullied or a compulsive behavior or whatever it may be. It'll help walk you through doing that for yourself so you don't have to go see somebody or go through counseling or any of those. It's kind of a self process.
So I just wanted to read a testimony that is from Jen's website, just to give you a little bit of example of how this is so powerful and how it can change people's lives pretty quickly. This testimony is from Amber. And she says, I've struggled with anxiety and panic attacks my entire life. In one session, Jen addressed the spiritual blockage and curses that were the root of this issue. It's been 6 months and I no longer have anxiety. I never would have believed that I could be cured in just an hour. I'm so thankful for the way that the Lord works through Jen. I'm forever changed. That testimony and all the other testimonies you have on your page, on your website, I would encourage people to go read those testimonies because I know they're going to identify with one or more, and I know you have a lot on your page. But once you guys read those and you'll see, wow, you know, I could be changed too. And that's what this is for, is to just give people the knowledge and power and encouragement to be able to go and use this book in that manner, or pick it up and maybe you book an appointment with Jen for your own raindrop. So let's talk just for a second about the care class.
A lot of people who use essential oils want to know another facet of using their oils and how it can bring about more healing. So the course is a 25-hour intensive. It takes place over a weekend. And it covers, there's a chemistry course that covers the chemistry of essential oils. There's healing oils of the Bible. There's a Vitaflex course that's it's about reflexology with essential oils.
Okay.
And then, of course, the raindrop training and the emotional release training. So it's a crash course. It's like drinking from a fire hose for 25 hours.
Yeah.
By the end of every weekend, the relationships formed among all the students and everything is just amazing. It's just such a really amazing experience to attend one. And I teach all over the country. I try to teach at least four or five courses a year. COVID kind of puts a crimp in that. But yeah. I did teach two last year, and I've got one coming up in April so far this year, and, and looking to schedule some others. And so if anybody's interested in that, they can check out my website and sign up for a course, or go to the Raindrop Training website and sign up with another instructor.
And what is your website? Even though we're going to put it in the show notes, tell us anyway.
It's wellspring1622.com.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I just want to thank you for coming by here today. I'm excited. I'm real excited for people to hear this information. And for really, my prayer is for more people to be set free. And getting this out there is just one more step and one more layer of introducing it to people for something they don't know. Because I know when I learned a few years ago, it was a blessing for me. And I just want to share it with as many people as I can.
Love that.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone again. And if you wouldn't mind, please subscribe to the podcast and write a good review and share on your social media. And we'll see you again here on Amazing Grace Talk.